A New South Wales Supreme Court judge has told a family violence forum in Sydney that locking up abusers does almost nothing to stop them reoffending. Justice Elizabeth Fullerton says punishment alone is the wrong response to domestic violence. And as Stephen Smiley reports, some survivors of domestic violence agree.
For 3 years, 21-year-old Sydney Sider Naja was the victim of persistent violence and stalking by her ex-partner.
That all kind of started as soon as I had met him, you know, with not hanging out with my friends, not being allowed to.
After a physical fight, the police became involved, but it would be several more months before Naja was totally free.
There was an incident where my daughter was in the house. From that point, I packed up bags and I was placed in a domestic violent refuge, and I pretty much never looked back from that point.
New South Wales Supreme Court Justice Elizabeth Fullerton rules on cases involving victims like Naja every day, and at a forum convened by the Marrickville Legal Centre in Sydney last night, Justice Fullerton said at least when it comes to family violence, the criminal justice system she's a part of isn't doing its job.
I think in the domestic violence setting, or the violence against women setting generally, it has been shown to do almost nothing.
Justice Fullerton also told the forum over her years on the bench she's seen many child victims of family violence grow up to become offenders themselves.
Where the young person who's been the subject or the object of violence in the home then becomes an offender, I am heartbroken and staggered by the number of juvenile offenders who've been refused bail all the way up to our court.
Zoe McMillan specialises in supporting victims of family violence at the Marrickville Legal Centre.
I don't think a punishment system works. It doesn't provide the offender with the kind of support that they need to address those issues and to change their behaviour in a meaningful way.
While still involved in a legal proceeding herself against her abusive ex-partner, Naja agrees.
I understand that, you know, the court system and stuff, they're aim or goal at the end is to punish, but I firmly believe in rehabilitation and education. I feel like those things have so much more power than just putting someone in a category and just saying, well, you did this, so now you have to suffer.
21-year-old Sydney mother Naja, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.